Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Cass and Georgie with your 8am Deadlines.
In local news, severe tropical cyclone Mela is expected to cross Cape York Peninsula from Sunday, with Mela being less intense than ex-tropical cyclone Narelle, but it is not yet certain where exactly it will make landfall. The Bureau of Meteorology says the impacts of severe tropical cyclone Mela, which is looming about 1,300 kilometres off of Queensland, will be largely confined to the far north. The Category 3 cyclone is expected to cross Cape York Peninsula on Sunday afternoon, bringing strong winds and heavy rainfall. Tourism operators worry that visitors will unnecessarily avoid North Queensland due to the cyclone.
A newly released round of data has shown that no children have been charged in the last decade, with two of the crimes included in the adult time offences that the Queensland government is looking to add to existing legislation. The statistics were released in March at a Queensland parliamentary committee considering the third round of adult time legislation ahead of the new bill that would introduce another 12 offences to the existing 33. Two of the 12 charges being aiding suicide and stupefying or drugging to commit an indictable act have not seen any person under 18 charged since 2015, while only 9 have been charged with 4 other charges. The government has argued that the adult time adult crime policy is necessary to address the quote youth crime crisis, despite conceding that it goes against human rights.
In national news, experts say half of the ACT's 6,000 beehives have been impacted by the fast-spreading parasite varroa mite, with well over 1,000 destroyed. Varroa mites are 1 to 2 millimetre long parasites that attach to honeybees, eventually killing the bees and their colonies. The mite was first found in the ACT in April last year, and ACT Biosecurity Engagement Officer Micah Wood said it is now widespread. The ACT's Biosecurity Engagement Officer says hives impacted by varroa mite can survive long term if they are managed properly, but it requires diligence. The impact of varroa mite will be felt by more than just beekeepers, with the loss of pollinators likely to also disrupt fruit and vegetable yields in the area.
Anti-Israel graffiti was sprayed onto the Big Banana in Coffs Harbour over the Easter weekend, with offensive language targeted to Israel along with an image of the Palestinian flag were found. Police say they are investigating the vandalism of the tourist attraction as an act of hate speech laws introduced and strengthened in the wake of the Bondi terror attack. Under the new legislation, a hate crime is titled as anything in public such as graffiti, a social media post, speech, or rally chant used to intentionally incite hate and that would cause a reasonable person to feel targeted or feel fear. Strengthened penalties include up to 2 years in prison for individuals or an $11,000 fine. Police are calling for anyone who witnessed the incident to come forward.
And in international news, for an update on the current space adventure, the Artemis II astronauts have pointed the Orion spacecraft towards home after traveling deeper into space than anyone has before. The crew surpassed the previous record distance of space travel of 400,171 kilometres set by the Apollo 13 mission in 1970. The astronauts said they managed to capture the moon and Earth in the same shot, with the highly anticipated images captured of the moon's far side yet to be published by NASA. The priority for the crew was Oriental Basin, a sprawling impact basin with 3 concentric rings, the outermost of which stretches nearly 950 kilometres across, with the landing sites of Apollo 12 and 14 still being visible, which was NASA's first age of exploration more than half a century ago.
For your weather today, weather I hardly know, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band.
That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am for more. In the meantime, if you want to have clear skin and a good day, you can go find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.